Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Cullman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Cullman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Life Talk Live. I'm Howard Rogers with my friend and colleague, Richard Morris, Dr. Richard Morris. The weather is kind of messy outside.
That's an understatement.
It is an understatement. But it's the time of year when, for some unknown reason, we're going to change the time.
Yeah, we are. And we have to adjust to that, as well as to the different length of the day and all the cooler weather, wetter weather.
Somebody somewhere thought that must have been a good idea.
They must have. But that reminds me of the old Indian anecdotal saying that says, only white man so foolish that he thinks he can cut a foot off of a blanket at the bottom and sew it on at the top and it be longer. I just don't think it's going to work. But we are going to have more darkness in the afternoon and more light in the morning. And who really stays up till 2 o'clock to change their clocks?
Well, I haven't. Any time that I can remember.
Jay, do you do that? You stay up till 2 o'clock changing your clocks.
I'm still up at 2 o'clock sometimes.
Are you? That brings us to the subject of seasonal affective disorder.
The horrible part about all of that is I got so used to doing it on Windows because I have another day job in information technology.
Yeah.
And then Windows decided to start doing it themselves. And then to throw a wrench, you may not even remember this, but about 10 years ago, they decided to change the weeks that they went back and went forward. So then the computer started changing at the wrong time.
So you got less sleep than you really should have.
I made a lot of money that year.
If it works for you, do it. But when we seemingly have more darkness, and there's really not more, there's the same amount of darkness, we just set different parameters to capture it.
The days actually do get somewhat shorter.
Minutely, right?
Well, no. The daylight time is shorter all the way from June 21st,
22nd. It grows by a minute or so, doesn't it? Until December the 22nd.
Right.
Yeah, it was Earth.
And then they start getting longer again.
Is the Earth moving further away from the sun in the wintertime?
It's tilting further so that the sun is further south.
All of this is kind of depressing, isn't it?
Well, that fits with our topic today, doesn't it?
Go ahead. Start us off on it.
Well, we talked 2 weeks ago when I was on your show.
Right.
We talked about depression and this being National Depression Screening Month.
Right.
Well, there's a reason for that. One is that the incidence of major depression goes up in the fall.
Right.
A lot of episodes have their start then. But there is a subtype of depression called seasonal affective disorder. So even though any depression is probably worse in the fall and late fall and winter and tends to get better in the late spring and early summer, some people, their mood cycles between almost normal and depressed just based on the length of the day and the time of the year.
So we're saying then that seasonal affective disorder, or SAD as it's related to, is a type of depression.
It is. It is. And you can have any of the same symptoms as you have with major depressive disorder.
And isn't it amazing that it seems to start and stop pretty much the same every year?
Well, and that's part of what you have to identify to make that diagnosis of seasonal affective disorder. most people don't really need to make that differentiation. Other than when they're starting to feel bad, they really need to start looking at what they can do to do things differently.
Remember, folks, this is a call-in show if you would like to ask a question or even make a comment. Please feel free to give us a call. My magic board with the phone number disappeared, but you can find it on Facebook and give us a call. We'll be happy to answer your questions or entertain any statements you want to make as long as they're germane to the topic.
We'll fix your magic board, and the number is 256-737-9505. Or if we want to play mind games, it's like 95.5, 9505. Works pretty good.
Okay,
I had a hard time explaining that to the phone lady. But,
yeah.
You know, people in Coleman understood it. So.
What are you saying? Well, no, we don't want to go there.
Okay, well, let's go over the symptoms of depression.
Why don't we? Why
just
don't we before we get too far
to
off
subject. Right. The number one symptom is going to be feeling depressed, which is sadness. I mean, that's the primary feeling, and it's most of the day, nearly every day.
So 24/7, as they say, you should expect some symptoms of depression.
That's basically it, right. Most of the days, most of the time. Then you have a loss of interest in things you usually enjoy doing.
Do you suppose that's because maybe in the wintertime you can't get out and do what you enjoy doing?
Well, are the things that we have available to do are different.
Right.
We don't have the same sports. I do know a few people that water ski in the wintertime, and I question their good sense sometimes, but in judgment, but they enjoy it.
I know you and I both, in treating people with depression, try to encourage them to get out and do the same thing in the wintertime that they do in the summertime, but sometimes it's just not available.
Right. Now, if you like to swim, you can still swim, but you may have to join one of the health clubs or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but sometimes when you're depressed, you just don't want to be inconvenienced with those kind of things.
Well, just getting up in the morning becomes inconvenient for a lot of people.
It does, but you're so right. We do lose interest in activities, which... And that's kind of self-defeating thing. You know, you can't do what you used to do to make enjoyable decisions. And then since you can't make enjoyable decisions, you can't do what you used to do. So it's,
and you don't get the outcomes that make you feel good.
Right, right.
So it is a self, I almost say defeating, but it becomes very difficult.
Right.
To get up and get your day going.
There's no gratification, instant or otherwise, then, is there?
No, and days like this are not a good day to go walk.
No.
Unless you've got a raincoat and an umbrella. And I don't know.
Back visions of Gene Kelly dancing in the rain. And I think a lot of it, too, is because people just don't have the energy that they have in the summertime.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit about why the symptoms occur in the fall and winter.
Mm-hmm.
But a loss of energy is a hallmark sign in the fall. You know, like you were saying, you just don't feel like doing things. Well, you just don't feel like getting up and doing anything. So
and the less you do, the more depressed you feel. The more depressed you feel, the less you do.
Right. And the less opportunity to enjoy things.
Another symptom of sad or basically any type depression is problems with sleeping.
And with sad, the winter onset, you tend to have you're sleeping more.
Mm-hmm.
You're hypersomnic is what it's called.
Right, right.
And some people compare that to hibernation that some animals do.
Yes, yes.
And that seems to be related to some of the same mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get
we'll go through that. But if you're having problems sleeping in the wintertime, you may want to consider whether or not you may have what is referred to as sad or seasonal affective disorder. I wonder who came up with that acronym. It is so fitting, isn't it? SAD, seasonal affective disorder. But sleeping is one of the most important things. I think sleep is very underrated.
Well, it is, and we can't identify the specific benefits from sleep other than it allows your brain to kind of recalibrate and to store memories better and to, I guess, kind of put everything where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it takes all the junk out of the floor, and kind of the way I heard a sleep doctor explain it, takes all the junk off of the floor. Sleep will take all that junk off the floor and rearrange it on the shelf so when you wake up in the morning, everything is where you can find it.
That's a good way to put it.
And right. I thought, yeah, I need to sleep more, I guess.
I need to stay asleep for a week or two. Changes in appetite. Again, in the fall and winter, with the winter onset, you tend to gain a lot of weight. And there again, it fits with no energy and wanting to eat a lot of carbohydrates, which we will get into also. That's one of the hallmarks.
And one of the things that I've noticed when I'm tired or sleepy, I equate that with being hungry. And as you say, I go and load up on the carbs.
Right.
And that doesn't work. So when one bowl of ice cream doesn't work, you eat two bowls of ice cream.
Or you get a piece of pie to put the ice cream
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. and there is a correlation between how much and what you eat and how much you weigh. Some people have not figured that out yet, but I assure you that it's there.
Well, there is a pretty good correlation. Relationship, and I would almost say it's a causative relationship.
I think you're probably right. then we get to feeling sluggish or agitated. I wonder, and I would like to maybe you and I could do this together. Examine the data, or maybe start with new data on when couples have the most arguments, either in the sad season of the year or the sunny season of the year?
Well, I think what they argue about would be different.
Probably.
I mean, you know, in the spring and summer, I think it would be about where you're going and what you're going to do. In the fall and winter, it's probably, do I have to go? And
yeah.
You know, I don't want to do anything.
Let's start this now. Let's see if we can get some callers that are brave enough to call us and share with us whether they have more arguments in the wintertime or in the summertime. The phone lines are open, 256-737-9505. You don't have to identify yourself. I will not call you by name if you don't tell me your name. That'd be kind of hard. But if you don't call, we're going to start pulling numbers out of the phone book.
Just calling you.
And calling you. But do you argue more in the summertime or in the wintertime? It would be interesting to know. I feel sure all of the people listening and looking at us while we're streaming would like to know. How do you manage your agitation?
So I'm not going to pick on, you know, my current relationship or my current wife.
Thank you.
But we'll talk about my grandparents. I mean, they had a great job. Unfortunately, I lost my grandmother about a year ago, but Grandpa Fred, he's still around. I think the reason that they never argued is they lived in a bigger house. Well, how do y'all think about that? He was always downstairs. She was always upstairs, and they got along just fine.
You know, I think that might be something that could be considered, because if you're out of earshot, you're probably not going to get into an argument.
And if your husband or wife doesn't hear what you say about them
on TV, I guess.
Then they're not going to become offended by it.
Yeah, the size of the house, I'm sure, would have a lot to do with it.
And like you said, I mean, because the days are shorter, it's going to get colder, you know, more of us are inside of our houses, so
right.
We're naturally going to have to interact with each other a little bit more, and you know where that goes.
And if you're also feeling more irritable, which is kind of goes along with the depression and all of that, then you would expect that to be the case.
So what did you say, sweetheart? Goes to what?
Did you talk to me?
Give us a call, 256-737-9505. All you have to do is say winter or summer. Winter or summer. We have more arguments in the winter or the summer. feeling sluggish or agitated, I think, is what we covered to an extent there. And it is amazing what depression will do. So we'll just kind of leave that there. We don't seem to be getting a call. So if your number is 737, no, we wouldn't do that. There's other things that we have to look at as well.
Well, like the symptoms of depression, we just need to get finished with these so, you know, people know what we're talking about. Difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless or worthless or guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's guilty on your own, not because your spouse or significant other was reminding you of all the things you haven't done.
You know, I never did understand that, and I still don't. Why would you just sit around and beat yourself up?
Well, that's why it's a psychiatric disorder.
Yeah.
It's not. And all of these things are separate from just a kind of a up and down mood. Seasonal affective disorder for diagnosis is a depressive disorder that has its onset in the fall and usually is better in the spring and summer. There is another subtype where it's worse in the summer and better in the winter, but that's a different animal altogether.
Yeah, well, let's delve into that a little bit. How could you have spring and summer seasonal affective disorder?
Well, okay, in the fall and winter, you tend to sleep more, you don't have any energy, your appetite, you gain weight, you don't have any energy, you're tired. In the spring and summer, you have trouble sleeping. You're insomniac, which means you might sleep 3 or 4 hours and wake up. Your appetite may go away. I mean, you may have trouble, you know, you will lose some weight. And that's part of it. And then the agitation, you know, with the seasonal winter
right.
depression, you tend to be less agitated and more lethargic.
That's just a roller coaster, isn't it? Sunlight, snow. I mean, not going to win.
And they both tend to be related to depression and or bipolar disorder.
This is Life Talk Live with Howard Rogers and my colleague Richard Morris. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Please stay with us.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
If you are like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off 1st Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
Welcome back. I am here with Richard Morris. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder. We have challenged you to call us and tell us whether you think you and your mate become more argumentative in the summer or the winter. While we're waiting on you for that, let's talk a little bit about maybe some things that might cause seasonal affective disorder.
I have a Facebook question, but actually I think that is along the same lines.
Okay.
Determining factor of being a bit too laid back. Well, that's just being born, I think.
Yes.
Lazy and symptoms of depression.
Yes. Well, in the...
Interpret that for how you wish.
In the fall of the year, if that's when those symptoms of not feeling like doing things, being lethargic, which means... Some people would say that's laziness, but it does have to do with the time of the year. If that's all the time, I'm sorry.
If you are okay from June the 21st to September, October the 21st, somewhere around there, and then through the holidays until the sun shines in April, you are grumpy, lethargic, have just terrible moods.
Irritable.
Yeah,
right.
Irritable.
Right.
Then, yes, you may have sad. So and the first thing all of the people I see, if they come in telling me that they are just lethargic and depressed and can't do anything, they're going to the doctor for
a thyroid exam.
I mean, that mimics depression.
It does, and it results in weight gain. Or if it's hyperthyroidism, a weight loss.
Right.
And yes, they both can be associated with depressive symptoms too.
But if you just lay around the house 12 months out of the year and don't get up and do anything, yeah, you probably are lazy. Unless you have, you know, some kind of medical condition. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. But some of the things that may cause this is your biological clock or your circadian rhythm. I think this has to do with the sun and the moon and the stars.
Well, I'm not going to get to the moon and the stars, but the sun definitely has a big part to play in it.
A circadian rhythm, especially.
And is what we talked about a little while ago with bears and other animals that hibernate, they have that rhythm change, too, that's seasonal. Now, I don't know to what extent it's the same, you know, neurotransmitters and all of that,
right.
But it's the same idea. And I think we had... we had talked about the depressive symptoms, primarily being the ones that are related to, like, a hibernation, slowing down and not feeling like doing anything, loss of energy.
Right, and the serotonin and melatonin levels both decrease in the wintertime because we don't get as much sunlight. Vitamin D decreases, which is a very important vitamin that we don't take as seriously as we should. So sunlight is good in several ways. But as we look at the seasonal affective disorder, there's some risk factors that we probably might do well to explain. Some of the things that might increase the risk of having a SAD or seasonal affective disorder. For example, your family history. People with seasonal affective disorder may be more likely to have blood relatives with SAD or another form of depression. And it has been proven that depression is genetically passed. And it's hard, I guess, to get away from that. So that makes it a chemical depression as opposed to situational depression. And it's almost impossible to just using therapy alone get someone to move past chemical depression. They're probably going to need some medication. So as you look at your family history, as you do your genograms or your whatever family history thing that you use, get pictures of your parents that are made in the summertime, pictures of your grandparents that are made in the summertime, and look at them and see if they look sad or if they look happy.
Well, that's one way to approach that. Seasonal pattern of symptoms. One of the things that they do know from the research is that there are two little parts of the optic nerve that take light and transmit it up into the hypothalamus and the the hypothalamus, and that's part of what then triggers that cascade of or lack of for melatonin and for serotonin. So the shortening day can cause that effect.
Simply because you don't get enough sunlight.
That's right. And so one of the obvious things that would possibly work for treatment would be to lengthen the day.
Yes.
Well, it's hard to do that. You can't just tell the sun to slow down.
You can rearrange it, but you can't lengthen it.
Right. And so what they found, though, is that for a large number of people, light therapy, using a full spectrum light,
right,
can make a large difference in their depressive symptoms in the wintertime.
And it's kind of, I think, for people who already have depression, you know, a double hit, because they're more likely to end up with seasonal affective disorder and their depression is going to become worse.
Well, that's true. And I think now if you're on medication, before you start a light box or light therapy, I think you should probably let your doctor know so that they can monitor any change in your symptoms. Because, yes, you're likely to get better. If you're on a really high dose of medication, then it's possible that you could actually have what's called serotonin syndrome, which would get better with discontinuing one or the other.
And it's interesting, too, that where you live may have some effect on the degree to which seasonal affective disorder may affect you.
Well, it does. The further north you live, the worse the higher the likelihood that you'll have seasonal affective disorder.
So maybe those people are not just grouchy. Maybe they really have a reason to be grumpy.
Well, if I lived north of the Arctic Circle, yeah. I wouldn't be a happy camper to start with.
But if you live, we probably should have looked up the latitude and the longitude at where it starts, just to have a point to look at. But I have no idea. To me, if I get outside Cullman County, I'd start getting depressed.
Well, and I think it different people are going to have a different threshold of when those symptoms would start. So, you know, it's not that everybody north of the Arctic Circle gets depressed in December, or that everybody's on the equator is happy. It doesn't work quite that way.
Yeah, and I think you're making a very good point there. Some people are not going to get depressed regardless of where they are. And other people are going to get depressed regardless of where they are. There's an innate amount of control within ourselves.
And you just opened a major can of worms because...
Go ahead.
There's all of our social interactions, whether we're connected with a community, a church, activities, the family, how close we are, how big, the family is. All of those things are related to how active you are.
Yeah, and I'm going to pull something else in here that's really in a can of worms. One of the reasons that men commit suicide more than women is because they don't socialize. A woman who is a widow, that she'll be out there at Hardee's or someplace every morning eating, drinking. Men just kind of sit around on the front porch whittling.
Well, there's a lot of that happens. Women oftentimes are more likely to attempt suicide, but men complete it a lot more often, mm-hmm. partly because they just pick more, deadly means.
Yeah, yeah.
But
where is a good spot? Where is the happiest place in the world based on the latitude and longitude and the sad thing here? Anyone out there have that answer, call us. Let us know. Look it up on Google. They know everything. But it's not so cut and dry. There are complications that we may see there. It can get worse. It can lead to problems if not treated. And some of the things are, social withdrawal. People that are depressed tend to withdraw. And that is what makes it, I think, worse in the wintertime. They're depressed. Getting out is just really a chore, so they withdraw and they sit in the house and they pull the shades or they close the blinds and there they sit.
Well, and we have been kind of talking around the treatment of seasonal affective mm-hmm. disorder. Mm-hmm. And we've talked vaguely about medications. In severe cases, medications can be helpful.
Right.
Light therapy is another thing that has been found to be very effective for especially the seasonal component of any depressive episode.
And a lot of people have pets that they use to help them during this time of the year with seasonal affective disorder, dogs, cats.
Well, it's part of that social group yeah. that you have. And my cats and dog, they don't really care too much if I'm in a bad mood.
No.
They like to be petted and talked to.
Now, if you have pets and they need care, too, take them down to my friend Bruce Lee at Lee Veterinarian Clinic. He will take care of them, I assure you, whether it's a dog or a cat. I don't know whether he would take care of my favorite pets or not. I'm kind of, I kind of like snakes.
Well, I won't say you're alone in that, but I don't share that.
You don't want to come over and play with my pets?
No, I don't. I don't.
Interestingly enough, I don't on purpose have snakes in my house. We've had a couple, but I don't know whether Lee's would take care of those or not. I suspect he might refer that out. But other treatments, you're right, light therapy. If you go on Google again, you can find light therapy. They have these devices that they put in your room up in.
Well, I have one.
Do you really? Tell us.
It's a box about 10 inches by 14 inches,
mm-hmm.
and it's full spectrum light, and it needs to be at least 10,000 lux power.
I have no idea what.
Well, but I don't either, other than that's a measure of how much light it emits,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be full spectrum. So, and I mean, most of the places that you would order something like that could tell you that's one of the things that they, you know, say in their little advertising.
Yeah. Now, do you just mount it up somewhere on the wall?
You can. I just set it in my lap because you don't look straight at it. I have it shining at an angle into my face while I watch television in the morning.
This one guy that I know that had one had his mounted on his bedroom wall, and it was on a timer that increased the amount of voltage or something to it, so it started out kind of slowly. And then it became more and more like sunlight, and he woke up to sunlight. He said, I wake up with sunlight in my face regardless of the time of the year.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. But the one of the keys to the light therapy, and then we'll move on to something else, is that it needs to be early morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it in the late afternoon, you may not sleep that night or not well anyway.
Look at me, I'm alert.
Yeah, at 3 a.m.
Sorry for the false phone call. That was Eddie looking for the sports show. I reminded him that it's Tuesday instead of Thursday, and a call back on Thursday.
Well, we would have talked to him anyway. Richard and I, neither one, have a great amount of knowledge in sports.
Well, I do understand that there are a large number of Auburn fans that are a little more depressed this week than usual.
Maybe they should call in or drop by my office, Delta Center.
I am probably one of them. Sandy also chimed in. I don't know if y'all know Sandy or not, but she does a health and fitness show here on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock, and she said, stay off my turf.
Oh. tell her we're going to need
more of that.
Yeah, we're going to need to know where her turf is.
I just told her she needed to participate in this show because y'all are crossing. Y'all are talking about.
Yeah, maybe she and I should get together and do a show.
Yeah, might be good. Yeah.
Well, it would be because the exercise and physical fitness, especially in the fall and winter, are critical or crucial to dealing with those feelings and helping get your cycle, sleep-wake cycle.
Yeah, tell Sandy I'll be bringing some of my cards down to her shop.
That'll work.
We're going to flip out and come back on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Life Talk Live.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts.
And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Store is located in the middle of downtown Coleman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no waiting, personal service. How can I get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Coleman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available, too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalwellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Atkinson with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Coleman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
And this week only, relationships with your football team.
Yes, Auburn, yay. I heard that they weren't even practicing down there. Do you know anything about that, Jay?
I have not heard that.
I think we probably are just going to leave that right.
I think that makes sense.
Let's walk off into an area, and when both of us have a doctorate degree and our license, shall we? Psychotherapy. Okay.
Well, you know, that's what we do.
It is what we do. And I think we do it rather well. I think people ought to be lining up in front of our office. We are located where?
300.
Yeah, First Avenue
First
Southeast.
First Avenue South, right on the corner of 278 and First Avenue.
Yes, and our phone number is 256-962-6296.
Excellent.
Yes, I do good on that.
You do.
Psychotherapy, also called talk therapy. It's another option to treat seasonal affective disorder.
Well, like with other types of depression, it's extremely helpful to give a sounding board to people.
Right.
To say, look, you know, what were you doing this summer? Why, you know, what's different now?
Yeah.
And why is it different? Is it that you just don't have the energy? That's part of, you know, getting at what the symptoms are you're having. Mm-hmm. But also to change some of your thoughts.
Change.
Well, at least challenge your beliefs about what it means. What, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I'm totally in agreement with you. You know,
change is difficult.
But if you can identify what you were doing in the summer,
right,
and you're not doing now, or what you didn't do in the summer that you're doing now,
or in any time when things were going well for you and you were enjoying your life, what was going on? What were you doing? Who were you with? Those kinds of things. And it gets back to this changing behavior. And like you just said, change is scary for a lot of people.
Yeah, there are times I ask people to say, well, I'm just sad. I say, okay, give me three things you would like to see happen in order for you not to be sad. Three things you would like to see happen. And invariably, they'll give me these things, and I sit there and look at them. I said, now, were you doing any of these in the summer? Epiphany, number one. So, you know, change your negative thoughts.
Well, and one of the things that I really push people to see is when they start talking about, well, this needs to happen to me. So-and-so needs to be better to me. This needs to be better. What I don't hear is something that they can do. Mm-hmm. And that's what really got that. When that changes, then what you're getting from other people and other, you know, from yourself really changes as well.
Yeah, yourself. A lady sat down in my office one day, and we had gone and through all of the things, and she looked at me and she says, I just don't know why I can't be happy. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you just shoot it out without really thinking about it. And I said, it's probably because you don't want to.
Well, and I've had another client that he will say, I need to get healed to get this done.
Mm.
But see, it reaches a point where that's what's keeping him from doing it.
Yeah.
And therefore, he has no responsibility for the bad things that are happening.
And you dig into what are the secondary gain issues here?
You don't have to face losing.
Yeah.
Or failure at something.
And sometimes if you get well, your mate or whomever's not going to do some of the same things for you that they're now doing.
Well, that's true. And that gets to another point, which is avoidance. In the fall and winter, when you're feeling bad, you avoid doing the things that are a little challenging because you just don't have the energy, or you just don't, you know, you just don't feel like facing that. And that avoidance is part of what we help people learn to face.
Let me throw a term out at you.
Okay.
Coping skills.
Well, yeah, that's a very good one.
You learn to cope. You learn how to manage stress. And I don't think we do it very well because we want some, you know, unique way of doing it when it's just as simple as eat right, sleep right, exercise, take your medicine, find a hobby. It's not all that difficult. But you got to do those things.
Right. That's exactly the case.
I told one lady one day, she said, well, what on earth can I do for a hobby? I said, I want you to go to Dollar General. And I want you to buy the biggest coloring book they have. And I want you to buy one of those 128 boxes of, or 28 colors in a box. And I want you to go home and start coloring pictures.
Well, I'll give you a little better idea, and that's to get markers. The little water, you know, the ones that'll wash out, washable markers. Otherwise, you'll end up with, anyway, and because you can, it doesn't matter what you do. Just sit down and doodle.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that sometimes I just like what I've done when I'm through.
I seldom don't, but sometimes I do that anyway.
But scheduling activities is a big part of it. Because when you don't feel like it anyway.
Yeah, let's go back to one word you just said there. Schedule. Okay. Schedule.
That's it.
Schedule not only activities, but schedule your day.
Right. If you're really having trouble getting things going, schedule 30 minutes, during that day to just sit and feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
But when that time's up, get up and get back on your other schedule.
Right, and if you want to cry, if you feel like you need to cry, schedule a time each day when you can cry. Go sit and cry. Take your Kleenex, sit down on the couch, cry. But when you're 15, 20 minutes or whatever, as you say, is up, get up and go.
Right, because you have set aside a time for those feelings, those thoughts, and that's what that time's for.
Yeah, it seems like here we're trying to put everything into the Delta Center's, you know, language of mind, body, spirit.
Well, it's a good way to approach that, and that gets us to another part of that, which is the mind part.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can learn to relax. Progressive muscle relaxation is a good way to start with that procedure.
Now, let me throw something out for the listeners. If you want to really get involved in mind-body, look for the book Mind-Body by Herbert Benson. Mind-Body by Herbert Benson. He will challenge you to use your mind in ways that you would not believe. Mind-Body by Herbert Benson. Sorry, Richard, go ahead.
No, that's good. Because we talk about generalities, but that's a specific.
Yeah, that's pretty specific. Get the book. Read the book.
Right. And a lot of times when you're just trying to get started with an activity, you're not up to going and running a mile and a half.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
So learning to do something that's active but not so active that you can't get started, yoga is an excellent example.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is, because, yes, it's good for your joints and those sorts of things, but it's exercise at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation, again, now you've talked some about guided imagery.
Yes,
and hypnotism, and that's an excellent way to, I mean, both distract people, you know, allow them to distract themselves from what's going on.
I may be the only clinical certified hypnotherapist in Coleman. Don't know for sure. I'll just throw that out there. Smoking, stress, weight loss. But it hypnosis comes off of meditation.
It does. And you know a lot more about that than I do, so I'll let you cover that.
Meditation is best utilized in a relaxed atmosphere. So the better thing to do before you start is to learn to relax. And you can do that through relaxation breathing. Breathe in through the nose, hold it, and then exhale through the mouth. And you work that up to you have it going, and we don't have time to go through a lot of that. Then you may go into progressive muscle relaxation.
Right, is a good way to learn that process of meditation, the beginning of it.
Go to the web again and look up Jacobson's progressive muscle relaxation, a really good guideline. And you're relaxing your mind, you're relaxing your body, you're relaxing every part of you, and then you have the ability to meditate.
Well, and once you are relaxed, that allows your body to let go of all of the tension and the stress, and that helps with the rejuvenation process and regaining some of your energy. But one other thing I want us to at least touch on is the music and art.
Yes.
Whether it's actual therapy or whether it's just looking at pictures you enjoy, listening to music that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that are, well, if they're addictive, they're positive addictions.
Yes, yes.
But they also trigger those same brain chemicals that a lot of pleasurable activities do. So it just makes sense to replace some of those negative things with those positives.
And you can use the art specifically as a part of your meditation. You can play the music and look at the art and relax. And I use a piece of art as a door. And I challenge some of my patients to find what's behind the door. This piece of art is the door.
Right.
Find what you want behind that door is I'm playing probably something from Pachelbel, maybe Pachelbel's Canon in D, which just melts me in my chair, I tell you. But music or art therapy is just unbelievable.
Well, if you've got a few minutes, say 45 minutes to an hour, listen to The Four Seasons by Vivaldi.
Yeah.
It is one of those that will carry you through the entire range, really, of emotions. And when you're done, you're relaxed.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But that's, I just wanted to make sure we talked about those, because those are so much a part of what's important to us. Mm-hmm. A lot of people sing in the choir.
Yes.
I had a friend who said he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but he liked to sing in the choir because he liked to sit in, you know, in the group mm-hmm. with all the music.
Yeah, it's amazing that it will kind of pull everything together. And there's several advantages to music and art, a couple of which it doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't.
Doesn't take up a lot of space.
No.
And something else you can do, you can try looking at art and painting. You can try listening to music. You can buy a fairly good penny whistle for $7 or $8 bucks.
Well, I haven't seen penny whistles in a while, but I do know that I have tried the musical instruments, and my talent is with operating the stereo or the radio. But I love it. I mean, I love classical music. I love a lot of different kinds of music.
The newer generation, they can have ongoing discussions with Alexa to find out, like, where the least, what was the question that you asked Alexa? The least stressful place was?
Yeah.
What was?
Isn't that amazing?
You know, she answered Disneyland. I remember that. Or was it Disney World?
Yeah, but you pick it up and say, okay, how do I relieve my stress, Alexa?
Throw me across the room.
Well, it'll take your mind off of whatever else is going
on. It certainly will. If you're having difficulty with seasonal affective disorder or suspect that you are going to have, plan ahead. Do some of the things that we've discussed. Give us a call. Be happy to have you drop by my office. Please don't just drop in, though. Call for an appointment, because if you just drop in, you may have quite a wait. I am Howard Rogers for Live Talk Live with my friend and colleague, Richard Morris. Have a great evening.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network.